country man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wisdom old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. Pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life.
Hey, welcome, folks.
I'd love to spit some beech
nut. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eye. This is your Trump Phenomenon radio show here on December 8th, Friday, 2023. I'm James Kelso with you for one brief hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thank you for being here. The show is live. You can call in at 512-248-8252. And the executive summary to begin. How's it gone over the last 24 hours? Well, for all of us, I think the first thing you can do as part of your executive summary for how the previous 24 hours have gone for you is pinch yourself, maybe slap yourself a couple times, feel your legs. That's the first piece of data. You're alive. You're actually still here. That's how bad it is. So that's my first report. We're here. We're actually on a radio show. We're talking to each other. And that's a takeoff on my other executive summary report, which is previously I said the same thing in relation to Donald Trump. My first executive summary piece of good news is Donald Trump appears to still be alive. He has done things over the last 24 hours indicating he has not been rubbed out yet. And neither of you, neither has this radio station or the Patriot movement. So that's my first piece of good news. No, it's not funny. It's better to laugh than to cry. So the best piece of good news we've had in the last couple of days appears still to be good news that appears to actually be happening. And that is Tucker Carlson, I believe, is headed to the VP slot to be so designated by Donald Trump. And something, a feather in our cap, if it mattered, on this show, is that we were urging Tucker Carlson as the VP choice a couple of years ago, about as early as anybody could have. I mean, how long after the stealing of the election in 2020 did we start touting Tucker as a VP pick? I think pretty shortly thereafter. So in the grand scheme of things, I don't know who came out with this idea first, but we were early. We were prescient. We were smart. Because it turns out we were right. Tucker is the obvious choice. He is a brilliant choice. And, of course, the big piece now confirmed is that Melania loves Tucker Carlson. And Melania is urging her husband to pick Tucker. And, furthermore, we have courtesy of Axios, which is no right-wing outlet. Axios says Donald Trump's reaction to his wife's enthusiasm is that he is thrilled. So, A, Melania. Let's line up all the ducks. A, Tucker Carlson is eminently available. It's wonderful he got fired from Fox. He's an available guy. He's not under contract to anybody. B, Melania loves him. C, Donald Trump loves him. D, this is an additional fact. This is additional. Donald Trump is overjoyed that Melania likes Tucker. That's an additional layer of importance. I forget where we are in the alphabet here. Maybe E? This is very important. People, it's catching on. What's the metaphor? Things cascading, a domino effect, and an accelerating, like a whip phenomenon. When you crack a whip, those of you that are familiar with it, by the time the crack of the whip, which started out just at the speed of your hand, which is not very, very, not very fast, the speed is accelerated all the way down the length of the whip until it reaches the tip. At which point the crack that you hear from a whip, that is in fact a sonic boom, where the tip of the whip actually passes through the sound barrier over 600 miles per hour. And that's what's happening. We're hearing the sonic boom of important person after important person in our cause getting on board the Tucker Carlson for VP train. They're already coming up with terminology. We came up with one here on this show, which is Tucker Trump in 24 with the alliteration of the T's. Well, somebody else looked at the obvious Trump plus Tucker, Trump and Tucker. Trump and Tucker is what? Trump, TNT. That's wonderful, TNT. It's like, let's go Biden. So TNT is a sort of a saying, a cheer that's out there. Let's recite them now. I'm fuzzy in remembering all of them. It's really, really cracking the whip here. When Charlie Kirk said, let's go with Tucker, that is, to quote somebody, it's huge. It's very huge. When Charlie Kirk is super influential. He may be the most influential, what would you call him? Just organizer out there, the most important. Steve Bannon is his equal intellectually, but Steve Bannon isn't organizing thousands of chapters of tens and scores of thousands of high school and college and beyond patriots. Charlie Kirk has somehow done that. Incredible. Something he began when he was in high school only a few years ago. So he's on board. Today I heard somebody that, you know, a lot of you are going to say, Kelso, boy, your reading is restricted here. You hadn't heard of this guy? Benny Johnson. I had never heard of him, really. I'd read the name. I saw it, Benny Johnson. Who didn't mean a thing to me, Benny Johnson. Well, today I took the time to watch a Benny Johnson show. The guy's brilliant, and he was touting Tucker Carlson. An absolutely brilliant guy with great production and great organization, and, you know, he's out there. And so there are many, many people who love Benny Johnson who are relying upon him as for motivation and information. So he's on board with Tucker. Bannon may just fault maybe of my own memory. I don't recall Bannon yet being on board with the all in on Tucker nomination idea, but maybe he is. I sure know he likes Tucker Carlson, so it's going to happen. And who else? Another sign. So let's go to that A, B, C, D, E, and F. Let's go to F. One of the reasons we know that Tucker for VP is very, very right is watch your enemy. Watch their reaction to this idea that's now gaining supersonic velocity. Tucker for VP. They are having a fit. They are melting down. And you can see them, by the way. I used to be a posting machine. I used to post most of the hours of my day and all over the internet, thousands and tens of thousands. And I guess I just burned myself out. But today I went in there and I did a little bit of posting because it got to me. I was watching these people who are obviously paid operatives. You know, remember that, of course you do, the Ray Epps clips where people are around him going, Fed, 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 Fed. And he is a Fed. Ray Epps is a Fed, no question. And so people are all over the internet responding to, I guess they're using the hip terminology of troll. They're calling these people trolls. What, they're paid operatives. Probably some of them FBI paid operatives, or CIA, or SPLC, or George Soros. People being paid good money, better money than you're making. They're being paid money to get on the internet and say what? And it's so characteristic. These people are so scripted. The person will come on. I know this from my experience with radio here. We'll get a caller who will say they're for Donald Trump. But I voted for Donald Trump last time, but. And that's a common intro, how they slide it in on you. They pretend this is what a rhino is. They pretend to be on your team, and they're not at all. You may not even, the knife may go between your ribs so deftly, you don't even know you've just been killed. You don't even feel anything. You're just dead. So the, or your throat slashed, just the lights go out, and that's it. But the reaction of these people online you know, they're calling them up, Fed, 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 and they're all over the internet. They're all, and they're being freaking out, dozens of them, hundreds of them, they're all over. Go into the comment section. And by the way, this is an important battleground, and I know all of you, almost all of you listening to the sound of my voice, you're in that battleground where you're responding to, you're in the comments section. Wow, how important that is. There are millions of patriots out there, they read down comments sections. And there's a whole battle going on in every comment section. So on revolver.news, battling. On thegatewaypundit.com, battling. On Breitbart, battling. And so that battle is going on with these paid people. And here's what they say on this. They say, Tucker, you know, is you know, let's say something superficially nice about Tucker Carlson. He's a good reporter, or he's very smart, or, and then they say, but he doesn't, he's really not the man for VP. He's not qualified for VP. And they go, oh, we need him as a reporter. We don't want to lose him as a reporter, so he shouldn't go to VP. We should go with, and then they'll name some other person that, who's obviously not going to be the choice, like Peter Navarro. Great guy, Peter. They'll name somebody who's pretty good, like Peter Navarro. It should be Navarro. That's your tip-off. Somebody who says, we should pass on Tucker Carlson, who's almost a slam dunk win in the election. Instead, we'll go with Peter Navarro. That's so scripted, folks. Or they'll name some other person. Another one I saw was, well, Tucker's the wrong man. The right man's Ben Carson, Dr. Ben Carson. Ben Carson isn't even remotely in the run for the VP. He'd be a great candidate, a great cabinet member again. So that's the tip off. So you can downvote things, thumbs up or thumbs down. So I'm, you know, getting back into the game a little bit. So I spent some time today giving thumbs down to obvious trolls who are obviously paid. And if they're not paid, well, they should be. They're volunteering for the left. And anyway, that was F or G. Reasons that we love Tucker Carlson, reasons that he is the man, the choice, is that the left knows. It's the same logic applies to Donald Trump. Why are they going batshit crazy to destroy Donald Trump? Why? They know he's their nemesis. They know he's their undoing. They're not. They don't have their guns leveled. Their heavy artillery is all aimed at Donald Trump. All of their units are focused on full firepower against Donald Trump. Every dirty trick, every kick to the crotch that they can come up with, it's leveled at Donald Trump. Why? They know. See, they know better than a lot of conservatives who their real enemy is. They know who can take them out. It's Donald Trump. So in the same way that they've been going nonstop by the millions, these left-wingers, against Trump, now they're mobilized against Tucker Carlson. So, let us count the ways that we love Tucker Carlson. And we can think of many other things. But the good news is that I think it's a done deal. That's what I posted today. I wrote on there that one post I put on, I don't know where it was, maybe Revolver, that Melania's enthusiasm for Tucker seals the deal. He's got the job. That was my post. And that's it. And I believe Melania's enthusiasm did seal the deal. And by the way, another Axios piece in that Axios reporting, I don't know where they got this. They said, if Tucker is elevated by her husband to the number two slot, she's going to get activated more. We'll talk about that right after the break. Stay tuned. Make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Do you begin to smell some funky little things going on? Let me share this story with you. It's not so much a story, it's something I wrote years ago. Read your history, people. Stock markets collapse on Friday. Bank seizures, closures, holidays take place after business hours on Friday. Do currencies or governments also collapse on Friday? Tomorrow's Friday. Will the end come on this Friday, or will the inevitable collapse hold off for a while? The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years is coming, people, and the government is out to make you and I pay for it. And will your savings survive a global banking wipeout? What happens when the U.S. sees hyperinflation? What if taxes soar not only for the rich? Can you survive if the stock market tanks? Look, between a stock market wipeout, waves of bank failures, soaring government spending that will lead to hyperinflation, and the destruction of the dollar's value, isn't it time that you prepare for the uncertainty which lies ahead? Protect your money now, or forever kiss it goodbye. My friends, I offer you over 6 decades' experience of hard asset ownership and knowledge, and I'm prepared to handle the smallest detail in the balanced protection of your portfolio. For as the future of uncertainty continues to blanket this nation of ours, I believe that I can offer you the privacy, safety, security, and possibly some profitability which you deserve. And so I invite you to visit SierraMadrePreciousMetals.com for further information regarding protecting your wealth. Or call me, Jeffrey Bennett, at 602-799-8214. Or by email at KettleMoraineLTD@Cox.net for private consultation. Once again, our phone number is 602-799-8214. It's almost Friday.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around, and be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Back, folks, and the Tucker and Susan Andrews. We're going to go to Alex Jones here in just a minute, and we'll leave it on. Our producer missed this bit today. He wants to hear it. hey, folks, just a tip to you: if you're ever become a radio host, your producer, director, engineer has you by the throat. So producer says he wants something. Your answer is, how high? How high do I jump? So we're going to go to Alex in just a moment. But I just found this, and I'll lose it if I don't, with my short attention span, relay it to you. Tucker and Susan Andrews, that's his wife, have known each other. And this is part of the portrait of Tucker as the perfect candidate. Have known each other since they were 15. Oh, that's wonderful. School-age sweethearts. The political commentator has often talked about his wife during interviews, recalling the first time they met the first week of 10th grade. Oh, go to my Valley Girl impersonation. OMG. wait, what do Valley Girls say? They say, I've forgotten my Valley Girl. The first week of 10th grade. And then he actually, his romance with her began when he was attending St. George's Prep School, which is, I think it's in Rhode Island, maybe somewhere in New England there. And the headmaster was Susan Andrews' father. And they hit it off. And then he said something. He said this of Susan, his wife. She was the cutest 10th grade girl in America. And then his wife responded, there was a bounce in his walk. He was in his khaki pants and ribbon belt. And I thought, even then, he seemed so optimistic and positive. That's kind of, that's hopeful for me. I have khaki pants and a ribbon belt, too. Then Susan Andrews stays out of the limelight. But she and Tucker have talked openly about their commitment to one another. They got married in 1991 after Susan Andrews' father approved the union. Oh, Tucker, did you actually go to her father for her hand? Oh, that is so cool. The couple has stuck together during difficult times. Susan, for example, stood by her husband after a woman named Kimberly Carter falsely accused Tucker of sexually assaulting her in the early 2000s. Oh, shades of Donald Trump. Mm. The accusation was sufficient to end Tucker Carlson's marriage, but Kimberly later apologized and admitted to having a medical condition that made her believe her claims. Oh, come on. I'm assuming they got back together if it broke up their marriage. The lovely union between Susan Andrews and Tucker Carlson is blessed with four children who are now grown up. Okay, I didn't know that. So how much do we know about Tucker Carlson's children? Well, here, Lily Carlson, born in 1994. She's 28 as of 2022. So we just add a year. This is a year old. So she's 29, I guess. She went to school at the University of Virginia. All right. Then there's, and forgive me for mispronunciation of any of these names, her sister is Hopi, H-O-P-I-E, Hopi Carlson. Could be Hoppy, but Hopi Carlson has been in the limelight ever since she was born because of the fame of her dad. She was born in Virginia in 1999, so she would be 24. Hopi attended St. George's School. That's her dad and mom's alma mater in Rhode Island. Pretty active in athletics during high school, swimming, 500-yard and 100-yard breaststroke events. Well, she's athletic. She was a prefect in high school. That must be an East Coast term. And that some honor. And she went to Virginia University. Then there's Buckley Carlson, the only son of Tucker, named after Tucker's brother. Not much information about him online. I'm reading this. It is known that he is 23 or 24 years old, so maybe add a year to that, 25, and working for Indiana Representative Jim Banks. Okay, we'll look up Jim Banks and see what his bona fides are. And then... Buckley Carlson recently joined Jim Banks' capital staff in Washington after graduating from, of course, the University of Virginia, which is, what is that? It's Thomas Jefferson School. Don't want to leave because we're going to go to Alex Jones right after this.
And everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home.
Email Tom at republicbroadcasting.org. T-O-M at republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks. And I promise you, we're going to Alex Jones here in just a moment. But I'll just finish my little segment on Tucker Carlson, not to invade his privacy. But we're going to come to know the Tucker Carlson children. And it turns out the person with the youngest child, actually, ironically, is Donald Trump, with Barron at about 18. He's the youngest, and the youngest of Tucker's kids is about 22 or something like that. Second oldest is his son, Buckley. And the just some more data here. I just looked up pictures of Susan Andrews Carlson. Andrews is her maiden name. Very attractive, slender, blonde hair. And looks athletic, and smaller than Tucker. Tucker, I think, is a big man. I think he's over 6 feet. And she looks to be considerably shorter than Tucker. And so there you go. I can't tell her eye color. She has very fair complexion, so it's hard to get the eye color, which is a very pale thing for people with blue or green eyes. I speak from experience. It doesn't show up in pictures that much. So anyway, that's my report. Now let's go to Alex before my engineer does something bad to me. Let's find Alex. Let's find the interview with, of all people, Tucker. He's being interviewed by Tucker Carlson. And now let me just go across from the top of my screen here and find that link. And we'll go right in the middle of the conversation. I had it right here. I have it right here. Don't let me let you down, ladies and gentlemen. Come on. It should be right up there at the top of the screen. It's not there. It's not there. I'm going to find it. Come on. Don't. Here it is. Maybe here it is over at. Here it is at Breitbart. Okay. So this is halfway through the interview, which is. This is Tucker. An hour and 30 minutes. Oh, my engineer just wrote to me. Barron Trump is 6'7". Can you believe that? And he goes, let's go to Alex Jones. So here he is in a 1 hour and 31 minute interview with Tucker Carlson. Now, by the way, this in and of itself is ipso facto incredibly important. Tucker chose to interview, sought out Alex Jones. He wanted to interview him in the same way that months ago, Steve Bannon did the same thing. He looked up Alex Jones and said, I want to put you on my show. So what this illustrates is this. These heroes of ours, like Alex Jones, like Tucker Carlson, like Steve Bannon, like Charlie Kirk, they're coming together. They are forming a band of brothers and sisters that is, they're leaving no man behind on the field. So they're not leaving Alex Jones. The commie rat punk wacko woke people went after Alex Jones first. They thought they had destroyed him with billion-dollar judgments against Alex Jones. They thought they'd wiped him out, wrecked his life, wrecked his marriage, wrecked his radio station and everything else. No. Tucker, Alex is like all these other figures. He's tough as nails. He's not destroyed. He's better and tougher than ever. And we don't leave ours on the field. We take our wounded with us, and we heal them. So listen to this. Listen to Tucker at his really looks like wonderful digs up in somewhere in Maine, maybe, talking to kind of a rustic environment, talking to Alex Jones, who all of us know.
And then, of course, this billion-dollar judgment against you for having naughty opinions, which is insane. I'm not even talking about that. I just mean, what's it like to spend 25, 30 years connecting the dots and seeing this slow-moving storm come toward the country that you were born in? What effect does that have on you?
Since you use the analogy of a storm, it'd be like if I was 100 years ago before they had radar, and I've read about the famous flood 120-some years ago in Galveston that killed tens of thousands of people.
Yeah, the hurricane, yeah.
Yeah, the hurricane. They didn't know. They didn't have radar. And so they didn't know, but you know, there are the fishermen out there catching shrimp or whatever. And then all of a sudden, here comes basically a tidal wave. And if I was one of those fishermen and I knew my children and my wife were on shore at school or work or whatever, and here comes a 40, 50 foot wave, I know it's about to kill them. I would not be thinking about myself watching this giant wave come in. I'd go, oh my God, my wife and kids are over there. And so it's not that I'm a hero. It's not even a selflessness. I realize that I was just out in front and ahead of some people in understanding this because of family and research and just, you know, things in my life that I saw that encouraged me to get involved in the media because I was aware of the globalists and some things that were going on because my uncle was high level Iran-Contra, had some other family that, you know, worked in clandestine things. So I kind of grew up just around folks that knew what was really going on. And you're a kid, you don't really pay attention to it, but you kind of get that education, you know, you don't know you're getting it. And so I've just been out front. So I would liken it to in the old days when a dam would break and they didn't have radio to warn people and the dam breaks and it's 20-foot wave coming down the valley and you are down below the dam as, you know, let's say a lumberjack and you know your wife and children are 2 miles down and you see the dam break and you're about to drown. But I guarantee the last thought you're thinking is it's going to get my women and children. And that's really my grief is, this is really draconian. This globalist, Great Reset, New World Order takeover. It's a post-industrial world, cut off the resources, 90% forced depopulation, breaking civilization by design, massive wars, famine. They've already cut off a third of the fertilizer in the last year worldwide. It's estimated that'll kill a couple hundred million people. The lockdowns worldwide, not the virus, the UN admits killed 80-something million extra people in the last 3.5 years. And so when the first world collapses, the third world dies. Then what's left of them floods us. And so the earth is being put into a countdown collapse right now.
When the first world collapses, the third world dies. Now, let me relay this to you. Through all of this, and remember, Tucker interviews Alex for over an hour and a half. He is intensely focused on Alex Jones's face, paying very respectful attention to Alex. And the whole, he lauds Alex with praise on his political prescience. So he just, this is wonderful. I mean, the most prominent man in commentary in the world, in the known universe, Tucker Carlson, is giving a huge help to his fallen comrade, Alex Jones, picks him up on the field and heals him. Right here, you're hearing it.
And so I'm like the fisherman when the tidal wave comes in, and I'm like, oh my God, my wife and children are about to die. And so I'm not really worried about me because I'm a man. I did this. I knew it was coming. I've been proven right. And I'm not happy I was proven right. I wish we could have gotten ahead of this and stopped it. Yeah, we have a lot of credibility now. People see that we were right, so maybe we can stop the next phase of it. But the globalists have gone from testing phase, beta test phase, into full operational now. And they say, read their writings, we are going to have a post-industrial world by 2030. We will have no personal cars by 2030. You will be eating bugs by 2030. And we will start the depopulation of 90% of the people by 2045. That is the official WWF, official UN, official Club of Rome plan.
What do you mean the depopulation?
They want to bring the world population down to 500 million.
But I thought we were opposed to genocide. No, or no, I guess we're not.
Well, you know, we're told now, don't have children, it's bad for the earth. And we're told all this, and Elon Musk is right, and is a hero for pointing out all the actuaries show, if you don't have 2.1 children, a man and a woman, well, a man and a woman can have 2.1. It's in the aggregate, folks, not billions. If a country doesn't have 2.1, 2.2 replacement rate, then you don't have people to take care of the old folks, society collapses. And so Japan's 1.3, Italy's 1.3, they're done as cultures. America, without immigrant influx, is about 1.6. That's not viable. And I'm not just talking about white people only here, but white people are 7% of the world population, maybe 8%. And so I would be sad if the last of the Eskimos were dying. I'm sad that the Japanese, within 100 years, there might be 20 million of them.
But just to my previous question about, and without getting too personal, but like, what? I mean, I feel a little bit enervated and down just hearing your dot connecting here. Like, what's the effect on you over 25 years? I mean, if you literally foresee 9/11 before it happens, and you did, and it can be proven, we just proved it. Like, what is that? What's that like to live with that weird ability?
Well, I mean, I know a specific clip. I specifically say, call the White House, tell them we know they're going to let Al-Qaeda attack us, bin Laden, and then take our rights. I say, call the White House. I put the number out, so I put the money where my mouth was. And that's the only time I ever said, call the White House and tell them stop a particular event. I'm now saying we need to call the White House and say, you've let tens of thousands of military-age men from the Middle East in. We know a lot of them are Hezbollah and Hamas. The FBI has confirmed that. And so when and if there's big terror attacks, which I believe will probably happen in America, we're not going to have Homeland Security get more funds and more power and grope us at the airports more. I want prison time for the agencies and groups that have allowed this. And I want Biden. I want Biden impeached now.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. I hope Alex reels it off so quickly. It goes right by us. But that was brilliant. Just brilliant. In other words, his second call to all of us to call the White House. No. When the terror strikes from the terrorists, you're bringing into America deliberately Alejandro Mayorkas and Biden deliberately are bringing in our enemies, deliberately relishing it. And he's saying, when they unleash hell, that's not the call to increase Mayorkas's Homeland Security budget. No. That's the call to put Mayorkas in a striped suit.
Okay. That's why we got rid of McCarthy. It needs to happen. Leaving the border open when there is a clear and present danger of this going on, and when we're very close to war with Iran. We go to war with Iran, they're going to activate Hezbollah, okay? And then that they make Hamas look like choir boys. And so you want to hear a prediction here. It's a probability, not a pure prediction. But, I mean, if we go to war with Iran, guaranteed sleeper cells activate. It'll make what happened in Israel look tame in comparison. I'm not lessening what happened there. So I'm simply, and then again, where's the logic? The government that allows that to happen should go to prison.
I agree.
But instead, like 9-11.
Beautiful. And you heard Tucker say, I agree. So this is wonderful, folks. This is the highlight of tonight's show, is this interview that occurred either yesterday or today. I'm hearing it for the first time myself right here. Tucker Carlson interviewing Alex Jones. And, you know, many of us have spent hundreds of hours listening to Alex Jones. I've spent a lot of money meeting Alex Jones at two of his events. One of them, a protest in Lower Manhattan at a 9/11 rally that included all sorts of things. But I got on the bullhorn. Alex was on the bullhorn, and we were chanting. What was one of our chants? Larry. We're chanting up to the top of the World Trade Center 2, the rebuilt 47-story World Trade Center 2. Oh, Larry. And we're calling Larry Silverstein, who must know. He must know what actually happened on 9/11. It all happened, right, with his permission, under his nose, in his buildings, which he had just purchased and just mega insured. Mm-hmm. And then the other event at which I got to talk to Alex and, you know, do a rally with him was at the Bilderberg meeting this has been a long time. Let me try to remember this at the Marriott Chantilly. I'll tell you what, it's all still there. The Chantilly Marriott in right outside of Dulles Airport. There's a name to that neighborhood. But anyway, the Chantilly Marriott Hotel, where the Bilderberg meeting was being held. And people like Madeleine Albright and so on were there. And we drove them out of their minds with our bullhorns, only a few yards away from their meeting rooms. And they could hear us plainly. And we had hotel staff who came out and talked to us. They can hear you in there. You're driving them nuts. We heard Madeleine Albright burn rubber to in front of the hotel to get out of there. She was so flipped out as we yelled at her a couple of feet away from her rolled up windows of her limo, and which she was driving, I believe. And so I've met him twice and had days to talk to him at those two locations in Lower Manhattan and in the Chantilly. Yeah, Chantilly is the area outside of Dulles Marriott Hotel. All right, let's go back to Alex. This is really fun for me to hear him because it's been a while.
11, they're going to get more power when it happens. Mark my words.
You can't have guns because we let in foreign sleeper cells to kill you.
Exactly. And you asked the question. This has really taken a toll on me. Not the fake lawsuits, not the weaponization, not the deplatforming. I was already getting exhausted 5-6 years ago. And when I married my second wife, who's amazing, I have three children with my previous wife, and one, they're all great children, and one with her. We were in Hawaii getting married 7 years ago. And I said to her, I said, I want to just write books and make documentary films and maybe do an occasional podcast. But at that time, I've been on air like 22 years, 6 days a week, 3 hours a day at least. And I said, I just don't want this burden, this big crew. I love the crew, but I don't want to do this anymore. I said, I want to move the country, and I want to because it's taking a physical toll to every day look at this stuff. And now I've gotten to the point, which even though I say don't let them break your will, don't let them demoralize you, that's because I understand the process. It's happened to me. Used to, I'd have hundreds of incredible stories and clips every day. I couldn't wait to expose the bad guys. Now I look at it once, I'm ready, I study it, and then half the time I get on air and I just go, let's just take calls, or I start talking about some fun story just because I mentally cannot sit there and stare into the abyss and stare at Biden or, you know, their press secretary that's meant to enrage us and demoralize us. And I think that's a defense mechanism that's healthy. So I think we all have to be balanced. I'm not asking people to only fight tyranny. I'm asking people to get prepared, get ready, but wake up as many people as you can, and then do whatever you have to stay sane, because this, we have record suicide, we have record depression, we have record drug abuse. This country has been attacked. And if you read deeper in the globalist writings, they admit they're doing it. And so we have to be aware of it. If you're aware of an attack and aware of a manipulation, it doesn't give you full immunity from it.
No, it doesn't.
But it gives you a buffer. Imagine people that don't know what's going on, and they really believe things are dangerous, things are bad, not because of the corrupt corporations that are running things, but because those evil people in the countryside don't want to be left alone. But that's what they're saying on the news. It's the people in the middle of nowhere that want to be left alone. They're the bad guys, and it's the 5-year-old kid that's white. You know, they're really bad. They're all inherently really bad, and just this is a demonic assault, and it really is good versus evil. But the key part you raised earlier, in previous shows that I mentioned that I didn't get into, there's so many topics, is this. When you said we need to brood on death, you talk about a simpatico or a synchronicity or a weird moment. I don't usually watch your show when it first releases one day, because I'm usually at work and doing something for mine. But I'll get up at like 4 or 5 in the morning, hours before my wife and daughter get up, and I will start, get on the desktop, start doing research, and then when I'm reading news and sending stuff to the crew for the show, I'll almost always go click on your show to watch it. And that's the go-to thing I'll have on the background. And I said, well, I'm not going to click on the show. I'm going to click on the speech you gave a few weeks ago. And you talked about brooding on death. And I'm sitting there that week literally thinking about the fact that we've got to be humble. We've got to be thankful. We've got to realize that there's an infinite universe and consciousness, and that focusing on what made humanity, focusing on the fact that we are spiritual beings, but that this life is finite, these incredible experiences, all the people we've met and known, and all the ancestors before us that did incredible things and went through hell and were tough as nails to get us here, really ties us into our ancestors and the epigenetic instinctive knowledge that really makes us a colony or hybrid creature of all of our ancestors. We have a soul, we have a spirit, we have our genetic imprint that they've proven mathematically is multidimensional, even above the third dimension. So we have a personal spirit. But really, we also have a collective bodysuit that is a collection of all of our ancestors, and just the beauty and the wonderment and the spectacularness of that, dwelling on how incredible that is, but also leaning into eternity and leaning in to this body and this incarnation, being so magical, and that also that death is the great equalizer, and that you will be humbled and you will get old and your teeth will fall out and your hair will fall out and you will get cancer or you will have a heart attack. And no matter how powerful you are, you're not in control in that. It tunes you into God. And then what you said, so I'm heavily focused on this and telling my wife this, and I'm meeting with my dad, who's really...
Now, did you hear that? Tucker just so emphatically said yes. He's listening very intently. This is one of the most powerful moments of interviewing I've ever seen. It's incredible. And the philosophizing that Alex Jones is doing here is beautiful, beautiful. And I mean, it's wonderful. Two really great minds meeting here.
I don't see them as much as I should. My dad's really always told me this. I didn't really get it when I was younger. Now I get it. As I get older, and I'm sitting there just literally praying that morning and drinking coffee and just focusing on death and just focusing on life, because when you focus on death, it makes life so much bigger. And focusing on what I'm not a Hindu and I'm not a Sikh, but the Sikhs are like a 500-year-old version of 3,000-year-old Hinduism. And they think everything's a manifestation of God in the universe around us. And then interfacing and how we take every moment of how magic it is what's going to resonate in the future to bring us close to God, so that we basically resonate into the higher dimension with God. And that's really been my instinctive understanding of it, spiritual understanding, the dream understanding of it. I didn't read books, and I read what the Sikhs are saying. It's basically, I was reading some of their writings just a month ago, and it was about focusing on death so you also understand life, and being humble and being a servant, and how that's what empowers you, so you're not an asshole, like your dad would tell you. Focus on the fact that I'm an asshole, and shouldn't be. We all have the asshole side.
Yes.
You have a better quote.
That was the second time that Tucker said yes. Very, very, this is powerful, folks. You want to hear the whole thing. It's an hour and 31 minutes. We're going to run out of time here shortly. And our producer, engineer, director, master magician, Mike, has let this thing run. So all of you owe him I owe him a thank you. And express your thanks at republicbroadcasting.org. That's where you can help with a little money and buying some products. So here we go. Let's throw a couple more minutes to Alex and Tucker.
The root of all wisdom is knowing what an asshole you are.
And it really is. My dad always says the root of all thing is being humble and appreciating things, not getting on a power trip, basically what your dad's saying.
Yeah.
And so that's wise men. And so I'm sitting there totally focused for like, I wouldn't call it meditation, but 30 minutes, just sitting there in the dark with the computer screen on. And I go, no, I'm not going to watch Tucker's show from yesterday. I'm going to watch this speech. And I click it, and I'm like 10 minutes in, and you go, we got to say everything I'm saying. I didn't even say this on air. I'm hearing you say basically the same thing, as it's a universal truth. Then I want to bring the next piece to it, which you talked about. You grew up in a super wealthy area of California when you weren't, spending your summers here in Maine.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking for you, I watch you all the time, and you read your material. That's beautiful. And you were talking about how they're totally freaked out and neurotic and crazy because no one talks about death. Everybody shelves away the old people. They basically put them out on an ice float or, burn them like the Vikings. And that by doing that, that's what makes them not be connected to reason and God and the deeper things. And that's why they're so lost. That's totally true. So let me now take you one step further in this. The globalists are so scared of death. They have all this money, all this power, all this control. So they're obsessed with finding life extension technology, merging the machines, becoming God.
That's wow. It. Wow. We have to interrupt it right there. Alex was just about to go to his go beyond what Tucker himself had said. So I, of course, am going to have to listen to that. And I'll let you know Monday we meet up again here in the Trump Clubhouse. Wow, what a time to be alive. As Tucker and Alex just said, brooding on death. We'll see you Monday. So long.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.